Now, inflatable toys will be banned at Clare beaches this summer. Yes, inflatable toys. This follows public consultation on the draft beach bylaws having been considered by Clare County Council, which has decided to prohibit the objects on safety grounds. Concerns were raised about the impact this would have on those with disabilities who rely on flotation devices. Clarification was given that toys will be prohibited, but not flotation devices needed by those with special needs. However, will this cause undue stress or embarrassment for those who rely upon the devices? And how can you determine what is an inflatable and what's a flotation device? And how will this all be policed? For more on this, we are joined by Dermot Hayes, who's a disability activist in Ennis and a member of the Clare Leader Forum. Dermot, how are you doing?
Good morning, Alan, and welcome to Clare FM yourself.
Thank you very much for that, Dermot, and welcome to Morning Focus to you. Meanwhile, a complete ban on the use of jet skis at Clare's beaches has been rejected in favour of a review into their use at beaches, including Spanish Point, White Strand Doombag, Ballycuggeran and White Strand Milltown. Lifeguards have been requested to record the presence and behaviour of personal watercraft users with a review on the matter to take place in a year's time. The consideration of an outright ban was met with much concern last April, which a number of vested parties worried that the decision could cost lives. And to speak about that, Peter Conroy, who's the chairman of Irish Tow Surf Rescue Club, a fireman, a trained lifeguard and an award-winning surfer, is with us. Peter, how are you doing?
How are we getting on, Arnold?
Very good.
Thanks for having me.
No, thank you for joining us, Peter.
No problem.
You've an impressive CV there, I have to say.
Sure. Just doing what I love and getting certain things along the way.
Fireman, trained lifeguard and an award-winning surfer. I'm feeling ever so slightly inadequate.
Fair play to him.
Yeah, fair play to him is right. Dermot, we'll start with yourself. So the inflatable toys are going to be banned at beaches this summer. Your own thoughts on this move?
Well, my own thoughts, I mean, the facts will speak for themselves. Like, we have on average 160 people that drown each year inland waters or on the sea. Like, so, I mean, all safety precautions should be taken, definitely should be taken. And there's no doubt about it, but those inflatable ties that you can get in any shop that you get, any of those shops you can get to swim in the sea or to help you float in the sea can be quite dangerous. And they've been proven to be dangerous over the years, really, in various settings, especially on the sea where the wind can change very rapidly and float out, and you know, we don't want to put lifeguards in danger, and obviously we don't want to be, nobody wants to be losing their life, etc. So especially young teenagers or young children and parents do inherently buy these ties for children to enjoy the water and to paddle away, like, but there's a danger, no doubt about it. But as regards people with disabilities, there are armbands you can get to help you safely into the water, and with a bit of guidance and a bit of support, you can get those rings as well, but that's under supervision. I would go that under supervision, especially when you're dealing with the sea or dealing with fresh water where you're unknown. I mean, you can't go taking risks really and putting lifeguards and other people at risk as well. I mean, with too many people, as I said, 160 people on average drown a year, so far too many. One is too many, even, in fact.
Yeah, that's a shocking number, Dermot. You mentioned the armband for those with disabilities, and
anybody needs that's huge swimming.
Yeah, I suppose I was just, when I was looking at this, I did wonder, it made me think, what flotation devices are available for those with disabilities? Is there a huge range of them, or how many are?
There isn't really. It's not necessary to have a huge range, really. I mean, your arm bands are the standard thing if you're learning how to swim or if you want to be safer in the water, like that, for that. And obviously your rings, but obviously you do that under supervision. And you know, you can't just take these for granted. I mean, I'm adult enough to know, like, that water is very dangerous. I mean, I'm a swimmer myself, or I have been a swimmer myself, and my children swim and all that business. But I mean, risking yourself out, going out to sea there, and especially when there's no supervision, I mean, you can't go taking risks. I mean, you're putting other people, as I said, in danger. So, you know, we got to be very cautious, and you can drown in a couple of inches of water. We've seen that with children drowning in a couple of inches of water. So we can't go taking risks. And I agree with the local authority in this instance of banning these cheap ties that you can get for a few euros and throw them in the water, and people, children jump on them, and, you know, within a matter of minutes, the wind could take you out to sea, and there you are now.
Yeah, it can happen very quickly.
Very quickly, I know, I've seen it.
Dermot Hayes, I'm just wondering about, you know, who is going to decide on what qualifies as an inflatable toy and what is a flotation device? And is there kind of a bit of a Venn diagram where the two meet?
Oh, well, I suppose really, yeah, that's a good question. I suppose really, you know those laidlows, what you call them, those beds you can lie on, they're
the laidlows, yeah.
Yeah, they're dangerous, really. There's no doubt about it. You could float out the way and maybe people might go to sleep on top of them, et cetera, and float out to sea. And I would regard that as dangerous now myself. Anytime, you know, whether it's in fresh water or in the sea, those are dangerous any day, I think, myself, because very hard to control them. You know, but the rings are okay, I think, myself, and the armbands are okay. But there's all kinds of plastic horses and all kinds of shapes like crocodiles. You know, I would regard them as dangerous.
Okay. Peter Conroy, we talked to you about the jet skis, and a complete ban on the use of them at Clare Beaches has been rejected, and there's going to be a review into their use. This issue came up last April when the council planned to restrict the use of, you know, personal power crafts on a number of beaches, including Spanish Point and White Strand, over their improper use. At the time, your club wrote to councillors asking them to oppose these new bylaws. It looks like it's had a stay of execution, so to speak. Why did you not want to see a ban come into effect?
Well, Alan, just going into the club's existence, is we started about 14 years ago to look after the surfers that go out to the Cliffs of Moher and out to Mullet Moor, and realising what jet skis can actually do in surf situations. And a lot of our club members live around Spanish Point, live around White Strand, and we access the sea. We access the sea through White Strand and Spanish Point. But when we heard about this ban, and we use Spanish Point a lot for training during the big swells, when there's big waves, no one else is in the water, we use it as a training ground to make our jet ski riders more efficient and more expert in whitewater rescue. So when we heard that they were trying to ban it with no obvious reason for banning, we were dumbfounded, to tell you the truth. We didn't know why it was coming, because Spanish Point is a very hard access. Like, the slipway isn't maintained for launching boats or skis. So we use special beach launchers to put the skis in there. Even on White Strand, it's a very difficult beach to launch any boat or jet ski on a high tide. So we were wondering why this was happening. And it was like, with all the people that we know around here, the local swimmers, the local boaters, the local people, they hadn't put in a complaints about it. So we were just dumbfounded why this had come about. So that's why we contacted our local councillors, just to fight our cause, because we didn't know where it was coming from. So we were just wondering, if we put in objections, at least we've put in something against it. And luckily they did look on it and find that it wasn't needed. Yeah. There wasn't a need for banning.
A review is going to take place, and they'll look at this again in a year's time. And as part of this review, lifeguards are going to have to record the presence and behaviour of personal watercraft users. Yeah. Is that something you think that lifeguards will be around Clare will be happy to do, or is it just an addition to their workload? Because they're busy enough keeping an eye out on the waters to look after people's safety.
Exactly. And like, at the end of the day, the lifeguards need to be non-biased about this. Remember, certain people in the council wanted to ban the jet skis. And the lifeguards are employed by the council, so it has to be a non-biased review of the lifeguards. So the lifeguards need to have an understanding what the jet skis are allowed, what they're not allowed to do. Not note down every time a ski comes in a negative way. It's like, we use the beach in Spanish Point for training. Mm-hmm. We'll be out there on Wednesday and Thursday for training, and we'll be down the end of the beach training.
Yeah.
Like, they could put a negative slant on that if they wanted, but I'm sure they won't, because we'll be asking them if they want to practice rescue techniques with us. But it has to come from the council. Their employee needs to say to them what the review is.
Are you confident enough, Peter, that, you know, all these reports that lifeguards are going to take note of the use of the personal watercrafts around Clare's beaches, that the overwhelming majority will be positive, that, you know, the reports will be along the lines that this one was used to help someone out of the water or save someone here, there and everywhere?
But the reviews are only on Spanish Point, White Strand and the White Strand Dune Bay. It's like, I don't know anybody else that uses skis around there, because it's so hard, difficult to launch there or dump waves in there. We don't do it, and we don't know anybody else that does it. But we only just got a report there that even in Cliquí, there was two kids were in trouble off the pier, and a father came up running to one of the lads on a jet ski at the pier, and the jet ski went out and rescued the two kids that were in trouble. So there you go, like, even in Cliquí, the skis are being used, and if they weren't there, that could have been two deaths at the end of the day. So, that's not shown in the review. The lifeguards were on the beach, but it won't be shown in the review that it saved two lives. In Spanish Point, that's all we're after, is a non-biased review from the lifeguards. And I'm 100% sure that they won't be, because some of the lifeguards actually own jet skis that are lifeguards on the beaches. So they'll tell the lads what five knots looks like.
Yeah, they'll understand them better than anybody.
Exactly. And even if they get involved with us, training with us, because at the end of the day, the jet skis will, this country will advance, and there will be jet skis used as rescue crafts on these beaches, on the rivers. We're doing it already, training up firemen, training up civil defence. It's there, but it hasn't reached the beaches yet. If you go up to Northern Ireland, there's jet skis on the beaches with lifeguards. So it will advance, but I don't see the negative thing that people, I don't understand why a review needs to be done in a year when there was never a complaint in Spanish Point or White Strand in the first place.
Okay.
They're just highlighting it.
Well, you'd hope that a year's worth of material on positive uses of them will sway the council to not ban them.
Yeah.
Dermot Hayes, if I can just go back to yourself on the ban on inflatable toys at beaches around Clare this summer. A point I raised just at the outset, could this potentially cause undue stress or embarrassment for those who rely upon the devices? Do you think any people with disabilities in Clare who attend the beaches will experience this?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean, what we need to be doing with the beaches is making more accessible for people with disabilities. And I'd like the councillors now, when I'm on the radio here, to make the beaches more accessible for people with disabilities around the county, because we have beautiful beaches and we must acknowledge that. I mean, everybody wants to get onto the beach. I mean, we only have a few weeks in the year where it's beautiful weather. So it would be fantastic to make the beaches more accessible.
No, I would imagine, Dermot, you're talking about ramps and things like that for people with wheelchairs and so on.
Yeah, make it more accessible. There's all kinds of ways. I mean, There's a buggy in Cliquí now that's really going well, to set up there a number of years ago by a friend of mine, Pat Lillis, there. For people to get on with wheelchairs, to get onto the beach and get into the water, etc. So to experience being in the water for a few minutes, like, or whatever the length of time they want to stay in the water with supervision, like. So, I mean, that's what I'm talking about, because it's possible, and they do it in other parts of the world as well, like. So why not in County Clare to make it accessible for everybody at the beaches?
Okay, gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us here on Morning Focus to discuss that. That was Dermot Hayes, you heard there, disability activist in Ennis and a member of the Clare Leader Forum, speaking about the ban on inflatable toys around Clare beaches this summer and what impact it will have on those with disabilities who rely on flotation devices. And also chairman of the Irish Tow Surf Rescue Club, along with, listen to this resume, fireman, trained lifeguard and award-winning surfer. Not just a surfer, an award-winning one, that's Peter Conroy as well. Thank you, Peter, for speaking to us about the review into the use of jet skis at Clare beaches as well. Maybe those of you out there perhaps who have a disability, what is your experience like of attending beaches in Clare? And what do you think of this ban on inflatable toys and your use of flotation devices? Do you think it will cause any issues for you? It's 1850 400 964 to call Morning Focus, or you can text us or WhatsApp us. That number is 086 1800 964.
Morning Focus with Specsavers Ennis. Caring for your sight and hearing safely in store whenever you need us. Book your test at specsavers.ie/Ennis.